This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Monday marks the day when the Treasury Department says the U.S. will default on its bills. So time is ticking after last night's House vote passing legislation to raise the debt ceiling.
Following last night's overwhelmingly bipartisan House vote for the debt ceiling bill, the Senate Majority Leader is aiming for quick movement on his side of the Capitol.
I hope we see nothing even approaching brinksmanship.
Democrat Chuck Schumer says with the House now out for the weekend, any attempt to amend the bill in the Senate risks default.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have.
He's urging fellow senators to agree to a swift vote on final passage with no changes. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden took a hard fall on stage after a commencement speech in Colorado. The White House says the president is fine. Former President Trump spoke about the fall during a speech in Iowa.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt.
The number of missing after a partial building collapse in Davenport, Iowa on Sunday has been revised from 5 to 3. Police Chief Jeff Bladel.
We still had a third unaccountable that we're working with the VA. His name is Daniel Prien. His apartment was also related to the area where we had the collapse in the building.
An alleged serial killer was arrested in Austin.
62-year-old Raul Mesa is being described by Texas law enforcement as the worst of the worst. Convicted of raping and murdering an 8-year-old in 1982, Mesa was released after serving only 11 years of a 30-year sentence. He's now admitted to Austin police to 2 recent murders, Detective Katie Connor.
We have between 8 and 10 cases that kind of fit the similar circumstances.
Mesa was taken into custody Monday, Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon.
He had a bag with him, contained zip ties, duct tape, and a .22 caliber pistol.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There's billions of dollars stored on payment apps, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it may not be protected by federal insurance. CBS News correspondent Christopher Cruz reports.
The CFPB says you should transfer your balances to insured banks and credit unions. The agency says the money might not be safe if the company behind the app runs into financial trouble. More than 3/4 of adults in the United States have used a payment app. About 85% of those 18 to 20 have done so.
A winning session for the stock markets. The Dow gained 153 points. The S&P 500 added 41. The NASDAQ finished 165 higher. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man accused of drugging and robbing women he met on dating apps wants to represent himself in court. Timothy Olson appeared in Milwaukee County Court this week on a charge he stole money from a 79-year-old woman. Olson faces charges in Racine County, too, and he's under suspicion for the death of a woman from South Milwaukee. An investigative report finds there's little the state can do about anti-LGBTQ plus policies when schools cite their religious beliefs as justification. Sheboygan Lutheran High School, for one, has a policy more than 1,000 words long that points to biblical teachings as the basis for its anti-transgender policies. Wisconsin Watch found at least 17 other voucher schools, which get state taxpayer money, take similar stances. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. The rubber match this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Exciting news, Wauwatosa. Joy Ice Cream Social is here. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a community hangout spot with after-school snacks, beer, wine, and charcuterie boards. With 16 rotating ice cream flavors provided by the Chocolate Shop from Madison, it's the perfect place to satisfy your sweet tooth and enjoy great company. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue in Wauwatosa. Find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
In Wisconsin. It's absolutely beautiful weather. I am loving today. A little windy, as the old Wisconsinites say. It would be nice if it wasn't for the wind.
Correct. I would have been fishing if it wasn't for the wind today.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, I would have been working if... Yeah, I was working. All day. 10 hours a day. Back to those summer hours. So, woohoo! Yay me. All right, so this... Do you hear... 10 hours a day. Back to those summer hours. Do you guys hear you?
Little echo.
Yeah. All right, so do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, but in a good way, Danielle.
So, hello. I hear sure ourselves replaying in the headphones.
How about now?
What
did I do?
Nope, magic. I hear it again. Oh, well. Well, if you guys can
you hear it again?
Yeah, like I can still hear us.
Like a playback. Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now I did magic.
Everybody, this is our wonderful producer, Anastasia. We love her so much. She is the magic touch over there. Thank
Apparently.
You very much. All right, let's start over. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. There is no echo. I am very, very, very excited about this because I've had just a mother-daughter or mother-son or just a father's son, whatever. But we have three-fourths of the family. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited about this. Well, we're going to include the dog, too. Mm-hmm. Their dog Ranger is not here. I was super excited, as most of you guys know, about my dog Ranger. So I was so super excited. But this just means you guys have to come back with Ranger and Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner.
That's another topic for another day.
Gunner is the dog Amanda and I are trying to convince him to get. So, which I feel like everybody should call 844-967-2789 to help us convince him.
Yes.
All right. So let me introduce you guys. Amanda, Jace, Matt, Tojek. This is, you know how I am with social media. I follow a few people religiously. And I always see you post about everything. And you have the family along with you all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's literally an inspiration. I don't have any kids myself. Like, one day, maybe I'll have a kid. Who knows? But my dog, Bandit, is my kid right now. He goes everywhere with me. But I can't imagine. You guys have two kids, a boy and a girl. How old are you, Jace?
9.
9. And how old is
Shayna. She's 7.
7. And, like, that's, like, the perfect age. Mm-hmm. You guys are enjoying the outdoors, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's your first memory of going out with your mom or dad?
Like, the first one.
Like, going out hunting or fishing?
I think my first memory going hunting or fishing, it would be fishing with my dad with my first rod.
Yeah. What was it like? Do you remember it?
I think it was a St. Croix.
Yeah. What were you catching?
I think that day we were catching bluegills.
Bluegills? That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect to start off with.
Gotta start somewhere.
How nice is it for him to remember that? Like, that's his memory to come up with.
He's got a lot of memories. The last couple of years, he's been busy. So we've been getting a lot of firsts and a lot of topping, and he's got me beat on a few species. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What species do you know?
A salmon. A king salmon.
I was not expecting that. That makes me very happy. So tell me about your king salmon.
So my king salmon was, how many pounds is it?
Yeah, it was 25 pounds, 7 ounces or so.
Yeah.
When I was reeling it in, it was really hard.
What happened when you were reeling that fish in for about 15 minutes? You can say.
No, you can.
Regardless, he did not make it the whole time. He had to take a potty break halfway through.
A potty break?
It was so long of a fish that, you know, obviously was peel and drag like crazy.
Oh, yeah, I believe
Biggest salmon I've ever had in my boat. And he did it all 100% himself. Besides that 1 minute potty break, I just held the rod, held pressure on the fish as it was peeling.
Nice.
And then he took over. And
hey, when nature calls, you got to go. You got to go.
Yep.
It's going to happen later on in life again, too. It won't be your last. Joel will be so proud that I already brought up, you know, going to the bathroom in the outdoors in my first segment. He's going to be very proud of us right now. speaking of, I forgot to introduce myself and Joel. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Joel, our mighty, mighty fearless leader, he is in Africa.
Lucky.
I know. I would love to go to Africa. I would love to go overseas hunting or fishing or anything.
What's he after out there, or down there, I should say?
I should be a good friend / co-host and know this.
Something cool.
Something. We'll he always does something cool.
Yeah.
Like, he is living the life that I want to live. One day I could. Who knows? Who knows? We could get there. But yeah, he went out there, I believe, yesterday or Tuesday night. Okay. And he'll be out there for 2 weeks. So next week, you guys got me too. Or is next week June 1st?
I believe so.
On June 1st, we will have actually a rerun. So hopefully this episode, maybe we can take another episode on here right away. Sure. But I'll be gone as well. I have to do a MC auctioneer thing for a banquet. So I will be gone as well. But Amanda.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's your hunting and fishing memories?
Well, Matt was the one that first introduced me to hunting and fishing when I was 15. He was 17. So.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. How long have you guys known each other?
20 years together.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah, high school.
Yep.
Oh, that's so perfect.
My first diamond was a Bowtech, so. Yep.
Nice.
Your first bowl was a diamond.
Diamond.
Bowtech. No, I understand what she said. I understand. Diamond. Yeah. I just got my first diamond earrings. So I'm very excited. I know what you meant by that. Yeah. But, that's perfect. What were you shooting with that first bow? Do you still have it?
Yes, I do, actually. It's set up for bow fishing now. So.
Aww.
But, yeah, he just upgraded me to a Muzzy after our Gulf Shores fishing experience.
We are going to get to that on the second segment because I want to hear all about these stingrays.
It's amazing.
Because... What?
Fun trip, Second time down there, and it's something. It's a must do if you're ever down in the Gulf. That saltwater bow fishing is on another level compared to what we have up here.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that to the next time. Okay, so back to your diamond.
Yes. So we did a couple turkey hunts, and then I had babies and opened a salon, so I was on a hunting hiatus for a little bit. But
yeah, so you're a little busy.
Yeah. Yep. But we just always fished together too. So
yeah, you guys have tons of pictures together.
Mm-hmm.
It is so perfect. It's like the inspire. You guys are the inspirational family. Yep.
Usually I catch the first one. Yeah. Well, now that you're, you know, master of the boat, you catch them all first usually. But mom was the first.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm always the last. I feel like when I go out fishing with people, I'm like, oh, well, you know, my time will come. It'll happen. Well, when I went out salmon fishing probably about 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
With Mike Keller on his new boat, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys got a lot of fish that day.
We had a five. There's what, three? You can get three per person.
Five.
Five. Yep. Three. Five?
Yeah, five.
Oh. Five. Yep, five. Because
three lines.
Let me.
You might be thinking of three lines.
Yeah, I'm thinking of three lines per person. Yep, there were five people. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense because math. We limited out 25. Okay. Math is hard sometimes. Leave me alone.
No math on the radio.
But yeah, we did pretty good. And oh my. I forgot what it was like to eat those. I haven't fished for salmon or coho or anything like that for like 6-7 months prior.
Yeah.
And it was just...
That's why I got into it is just because these guys love eating it. Same thing with all the species. But yeah, salmon, we went out Monday and we had it 3 hours later on the grill. So.
Oh, you went out Monday?
Yeah, yeah.
So how I'm not going to ask where you went, but like, what was your salmon trip like?
Yeah, we did actually real good. First trip out, finally the wind played nice, and it was almost glass out there.
Ooh.
And I took my stepdad out, and we got 9 out of 10. We had 9 for 12.
Yeah.
And we fished that last hour trying to get that 10th, but just did not happen. But we had a few doubles, lost one king. It was fun, but all real good eater cohos.
Is your dad does he fish often for salmon? Is this like newer to him?
No, this is something that I just kind of picked up the last 3 years.
Oh, really?
I work with some guys that kind of talked me into it. I was doing mostly walleye, muskie, and bull fishing, and then I work at Oak Creek Power Plant, so I see all these guys salmon fishing all the time.
And, that has to be so daunting. Like, oh, is, I just want to swim out there with you right now.
Especially when it's glass, and then you're one day off, it's four-footers. So, so yeah, they talked me into it, and it's addictive, especially when you get a big king on like Jace. I mean, we got a lot of fish over 20 pounds last year. So you get any kings of that size, it's they fight a lot differently than you know, any other species.
They definitely do.
Very fun.
Yeah, reeling them out when they're 100 plus out there.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely get tired. I get bruises definitely for like putting it on my stomach, trying to reel it in. I'm like, what is this bump? Why am I sore here the next 2 days? I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Definitely reeling those babies in. Yep. But what kind of boat do you have for that? Do you use the same boat that you did for walleye fishing?
Yeah, so right now I have a multi-species boat. So I fish out of a 20-foot fiberglass Ranger, and I got it set up for salmon, for muskies, and walleyes are kind of the main three we go after.
Yeah.
We got a camper up on Castle Rock Lake, and so we fish there quite a bit, and that's total multi-species. So catfish, white bass, bluegills, walleyes, everything. Anything that bites for the most part. And then just switch it out for salmon, and then the next day I switch it out for muskies. So just kind of...
I've never gone muskie fishing.
I was going to this morning.
I keep saying I want to, but this is as far as it goes. I want to do it, but...
It's a battle. It's a grind.
And probably two other people I know that actually set up for muskie fishing.
Yeah, we do a lot. We travel. I mean, fishing local is kind of tough, but Green Bay is an awesome fishery, so we do go up there quite a bit.
Yeah.
And do fairly well up there, but... it's a grind. It's not for everybody. Like, I haven't brought him into it because, you know, my thing with him is when he's willing and ready then and asks to go, then I'll take him.
I've went with you just...
Bass fishing. Yeah,
I went bass fishing, but him and his dad, he went muskie fishing.
Yeah. You're a little small to be throwing the big one-pounders.
They're pretty hard to catch.
Yeah. And just reeling those baby in. Some of them are even bigger than the... A salmon and everything.
Yeah, kings, they can be. They can be. I got baits that are 2 pounds. So
oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're feeling it from the end of the day.
And you're just trolling like you do for walleye and
casting
salmon.
Mostly. Yep.
Oh, for muskies?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, we prefer casting. We do a lot of trolling up in Green Bay later in the year in the fall. And then that's gravy. That's just like going out on, you know, salmon fishing, just kind of relaxing, watching your planer boards, and hopefully you get a rip.
See, we're going out walleye fishing this weekend up. Near Oshkosh area?
Sure.
And then we're going to travel around because when you fish the same lakes over and over, you're just like, okay, well, let's go try something new.
Yeah, it's good to get out and try different stuff. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince Bill to go out bass fishing, but he is a hardcore waterfowler. Oh, not waterfowler, sorry. Walleye fisherman.
Yeah.
WW, whatever. And we catch him. We definitely catch him, but I want to go bass fishing. Mm-hmm. And then just... So let me go bass. I want to catch the big old bucket mouth, and I just want to hold it.
I'm the same way as him.
Belly just drooping.
It's hard to go bass fishing after everything else, but if I have the kids in the boat, then it's, all right, game on.
Yeah, with walleye, you're trolling nonstop, but with bass fishing, you're just standing there casting.
We like to eat a few, though, so I guess that's where we like the walleyes.
Yeah.
So he's still on that, which is good.
Yeah, well, perfect. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about... The golf trip, I am very looking forward to this because I definitely creeped and showed tons of people the Steenray. And I want to know about Steenrays. I want to know about all this golfing trip because one day, who knows what happens. Oh, and we have a caller. We'll get to the caller when we get back.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool
whole deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under mainly clear skies. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows level off around 61. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
check
it's
out
81
the Devil's
degrees.
Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Jace. Let's talk about turkey hunting.
Let's talk about turkey hunting. Nice work. He's going to be the new co-host. You're going to take my spot. Joel's going to want you instead of me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah?
Okay, well, Jace, you can at least fight for it. All right, so yeah, let's talk about turkey hunting. Tell me about your turkey.
So when we got there, we actually heard turkeys gobbling before we even got to the blind, so we were trying to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got to the blind, we started setting out all our decoys. And then once we were done with that, we got my gun loaded, make sure the safety was on. Like 15 minutes later, he came in. Mm-hmm. And then he came, his tail feathers were up. He was coming for the Jake.
Yeah.
And then once he got there, he started beating up the Jake.
Oh, did he? I've never seen an actual turkey fight a Jake before.
Yeah, with his spurs, he was like hitting him.
Oh my
gosh,
kicking him, huh?
How'd you feel about that? Were you just like smiling?
I never saw that happen before.
No.
So he was facing the other way, so I couldn't get a shot. And then he turned around, and then I shot in the head.
In the head? Yeah. Not in the neck and in the head? You got
jet right in the head.
Right in the head?
Right in the face.
Right in the face. Nice. What did you do? Were you super excited?
I was super excited, but he did like the death flop.
Yeah. Yeah, the death flop gets me sometimes too.
Yeah, and you can't walk up to it when it's doing that.
No, because what will happen?
He'll kick you with your spurs and you just get cut up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can. Those things are very, very sharp.
Yeah.
You must have been listening to me all these years, huh?
Look at that. Yeah. See, now you guys got to be so proud.
And he got me beat on that one, too. That was the heaviest bird that I've ever seen down here, at least. So,
yeah.
Do you remember how heavy the bird was, Jace?
I think it...
25-11.
So it's almost the same as a salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. So 20. We're going to say mid-20s is your lucky number. We got to figure out your lucky number. What about the beard? How long was the beard? Do you remember?
I think it was around 10 inches.
10 inches? Nice. Yep.
So also when we got home we made turkey nuggets instead of chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
And then we also my dad shot one, I think it was like a year ago, so we were both doing our turkey mounts.
Perfect.
Oh, we did the fans,
The fans.
Had them on the
fans.
Board, and of course, Jace is about 2 inches, a little bit bigger, a little wider.
I feel like you got some competition growing up.
That's good. I'll take
He's gonna kick your booty.
Keeps me motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about your sister? Do you ever think you bring your sister out?
Maybe, but
she's not as quiet as you, I think.
She's the talker.
She'll be talking a lot.
Yeah. She'll be talking a lot, but if you're in a ground blind, you can kind of talk and move.
True.
Yeah.
Because I'm a chick. I like talking too.
When
sometimes.
You're shooting, you can't move your barrel. Otherwise, they'll probably run.
Because their eyesight's superb, yeah. Right? Yeah. My turkey hunting,
He was looking like straight at us.
Was
though.
He?
Oh. So then I got a shot before he ran.
Good job. With me, I didn't get a turkey. You beat me.
Did yeah. you see any on
oh
your
my
nights out?
Goodness, I did. And man, oh man. So I went out. I'm hunting four fields. Three of them are smaller ones and then one big one. And there's like a big old swamp right in the middle. So it's just straight mosquitoes. Whatever. It happens. And as I'm walking out, I see a hen over here. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to stop and like sneak around the other way because it was before shooting time. And she's down already, just grazing around. I'm like, why are you here? Can you not be? Okay. So then I walk around to another spot and I see some more hens and all of a sudden I hear a gobble and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sneak into here and everything. And then I hear another gobble and I'm calling back and it's just me. I go up hunting by myself mostly. And, oh, Bill's always working or fishing. Sure. And then I choose turkey hunting. And then just gobble, gobble, gobble. And all of a sudden they just shut up because all of a sudden some coyotes just come running through all the fields. And I'm like, oh, so you guys just scared away my turkeys.
So oh, like that yeah. reminds me. My dad was going turkey hunting and he shot a coyote.
Yeah, good. You're saving the other birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, saving all the animals.
My grandma found just like the wings of a bird because a coyote ate all of the other part.
Yeah, they're kind of a pest. We have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna talk about the big coyotes, the wolves. The last segment. Stay tuned if you want to talk about the wolves. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 to talk about your turkey hunting. But for my turkey, when I came back from lunch and take my nap, I got out there right to where my decoys were because I left them out. And the turkey just went bloop and just walked right back into the woods. And then I didn't see anything for the rest of the night, didn't hear anything for the rest of the night. The next morning, I heard them, but they were never coming by me. They would talk back to me, but nothing.
Sure, they
nothing
can be
tough. At all. And then I saw Jake got close, but I don't know what was in the woods. And all of a sudden, it just said nope and turned around and walked away. I'm like, oh, well, this is not my year yeah, for turkey yeah. hunting.
Didn't you say, like, there was, like, I think there was, didn't you say there was another hen, like, in, like, the back of the field? Like, didn't you see something back there?
My turkey hunt lasted 3 hours this year. I worked all but one day, so I had one morning to hunt.
Yeah.
And I just went out to the same blind we had set up for him, and I had a real hen in my spread and my decoys, and she was in there all morning, 45 minutes or so. I just kept calling, and she's grazing around, whatever. I was actually playing on my phone. I kind of see something out of the corner of my eye, and a yote came running out about 100 yards, just locked right in on that live hen. So I squealed with my lips real quick, and it kind of turned him, and he came up towards my Jake and my hen. But then, of course, the live hen took, you know, he was just locked on her. So he turned, I squeaked, and shot at probably about 40 yards and just rolled it. So
oh, nice.
Got lucky on that one. Yeah. So no turkey for me, but at least we helped the farmer out. He's very appreciative of turkeys and coyotes.
Nice.
He wants them all gone. But
didn't he say like he eats his crops and stuff?
Yep, mm-hmm. They do a lot of damage. The turkeys, he's a vegetable farmer. And they're,
oh, yep.
And they go in there and wreak havoc. And obviously the coyotes are eating his chickens.
Oh, yep, that definitely happens. And just like that, we're already halfway over. I don't understand why this is the fastest hour I've ever had. When we get back, I want to talk to you about your turkey hunting. Have you gone turkey hunting?
Just in the early years.
Early years. Yep. All right,
we'll get her back.
We still haven't talked about the darn golf trip. Yeah. Oh, I hate when this happens. Stay tuned. We also have the interview with Ted Nugent. Stay tuned. 844-967-2789. Stones may break me when the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
CBS News Brief. The debt ceiling bill moves to the Senate, where Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the deal is a step in the right direction.
But make no mistake, there's much more work to be done. The fight to reel in wasteful spending is far from over.
President Biden fell on stage at the U.S. Air Force Academy commencement ceremony in Colorado. Secret Service agents helped Mr. Biden to his seat, and CBS's Bo Erickson says the president stayed until the end of the event.
The president then departed the graduation ceremony here in Colorado Springs. His comms director, Ben LaBolt, says the president is fine, and then he tripped over a sandbag.
Three people are still missing after Sunday's Davenport, Iowa apartment building collapse, including Brandon Colvin Jr.'s father.
I'm just hoping they find my dad, like, basically, that's it. Anybody else in the building.
A structural engineer report issued days before the collapse indicated a wall of the structure was in imminent risk of crumbling, but no one was evacuated. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt Mayer. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. Department of Justice is now involved in the land dispute in Vilas County between the town of Lac du Flambeau and the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The Department of Justice sued, saying the town's roads trespass on tribal land. The lawsuit seeking relief and damages for the tribe and affected landowners for the town's, quote, intentional and unauthorized use and occupancy of land that's part of the town's road system, unquote. The town says they're working with the tribal council to try and find a resolution. Five people ranging in age from 18 to 48 have been arrested in connection with an Amber Alert issued on Wednesday for one-year-old Kennedy Parker. Milwaukee police said a little girl was found safe. Charges will be referred to the DA's office. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Younger days. Well, you're still young. Your earlier days. Sorry. Wrong word.
Yep.
Turkey hunting. Tell me about your turkey hunting.
Oh, gosh. That was so long ago. Who was that with? Just you and me in a former co-worker's cornfield and ground blind. And
I don't even remember that. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. Oh, no. I guess he used to feed his turkeys out of his hot tub or something is what I remember. Yeah. They used to come right up to his hot tub and he'd feed them. Who was that? I don't remember now, but It was a blast.
But you harvested a turkey, though.
No, not that year. No, haven't yet. So Jace is one up to me so far.
Oh, we have to get you out then.
We do.
Now that the kids are both, you know, an older age or a little easier to get a babysitter for, we can get Amanda back out in the field a little bit.
That'd be perfect.
That's this year's goal. Yeah. Jace is going to be doing hunter safety, so he'll be my co-partner and all that fun stuff coming up. So
yeah,
I feel like there was three topics in there that I want to talk about, but I'm going to stop getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
Please, please, please tell me about this golf.
Ugh, it's the most beautiful place ever.
Yeah, you said your happy place. What did you post? Your home,
well, it was mostly
home
Amanda's
or
happy
something?
Place.
Yeah, yeah, we went down there summers, you know, or spring breaks. My grandparents used to rent down there, and it's just a beautiful place. So finally I got to get him to see the magic of it and then, you know, rope him in with some bow fishing too. So.
I said I'd go, but we gotta shoot something if we're going south.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, your pictures, you're smiling ear to ear.
Oh, it was a blast.
It looked like so peaceful, the greatest trip ever.
It was awesome.
So how did you find these stingrays to shoot?
Oh, well, there's a calmer bay that they took us in. So, you know, it's just, it's so clear, you know, they're just right there and just majestic and so much slower to shoot than carp. You know, those suckers are wiggly and
they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
So,
and then
poof of dust and all on the ground. Not dust, obviously, but
they're very unpressured down there. It's not as popular as up here. So, the fish you do see, they do run a little bit here and there, but you can shoot pretty much anything in Alabama, which is cool. So anything, you know, no redfish, no dolphin, obviously, but you know, we had big black drum, big southern rays, Atlantic rays, cow nose rays, and they fight really, really, really well. So, I mean, you need 2, 3, 4 arrows. This guy we were with, just me and her.
Yeah, we were just tag teaming.
Yeah, he had 8 bows set up, and I'm like looking, I'm like, man, it's just me and her. And he's like, oh, you'll never know. If you shoot a 100-pounder, we want 8 arrows in it.
Wow.
So you got to be ready because they're there. So that night we shot about a 30, which is, you know, a decent-sized southern ray.
She's heavy.
But, and it pulls just like a big buffalo that you'd shoot up here.
I'll say that. Where you shoot them right in the smack there of the body, right?
Yeah,
in the head,
try
pretty
to.
Much anywhere.
They get a little fragile out in the wings.
Yeah.
And then we actually gigged for flounder, which was something different on the trip, which was kind of cool. And that's actually
what?
What,
you gigged?
Gigged them, yeah. So it's just basically a spear, and you roll up with the lights and just ease it into the water and get it, you know, 3-4 inches from it. And just a quick little stab, and they were delicious.
They were fabulous.
Yeah.
So how did you prepare them? Did they cut them up for you? What was it like? Did you flay them?
I did them in the condo.
It was rough.
I feel like this is a fun story.
With a very dull steak knife. Because I did not have a fillet knife. I figured he would have done them quick for me. But so we did them at 2 in the morning because I wanted them fresh and, you know, I put them on milk overnight, and they're super white, flaky. If anybody out there never had flounder, it's actually really good. So we baked the next day. We baked 2 of the fish, and then we actually tore it up at Floribama Bar that night, and then came back at 2-3 in the morning, and we fried that third fish. So we ate them all, and
phenomenal.
So filleting these rays, how?
So the rays,
take me through that.
We didn't fillet these.
I'm envisioning something completely different.
Yeah, well, what was it, 4 years ago we were down there last?
Yeah.
Then we actually kept the Atlantic stingrays. They're smaller, and they're like scallops. So you fillet, you get little back straps off of them, and we cut them up. And her grandpa was actually down there in a condo, and we put them in like spaghetti. And
spaghetti?
Yeah, and it was
just breaded them and fried them.
Nice.
It's just like a scallop, you know. But actually down there, they see a lot of them you buy in a store. They're labeled scallops, but it's technically an Atlantic stingray. But this trip, we concentrated on the flounder and then the big southern ray, which get the biggest, I guess, of the area. Very fun. Clear water, and you never know what's around the next corner. Sharks, dolphins, it's full aquarium when you're driving around on the boat. It's very cool.
I definitely want to go shark fishing one day.
I couldn't get her out on the big water, you know, fishing, so we settled for bow fishing.
We did a deep sea fish. Oh, gosh, I think I was probably 13. I don't know. We hit some 10, 12-foot waves, and I think everyone but my grandpa got sick.
Oh, no.
But he caught a record grouper, so he was thrilled.
makes up for it a little bit.
Yeah, but never again.
Never again? Have you tried at all, like going out on Winnebago when it's nice and windy? Like, have you tried that? Because that gets kind of tippy.
Yeah, he's usually
I'm picking the days wisely because I don't want to ruin them. It's bad enough the stuff I take my stepdad out in because it's like one day off, we're going.
Just get beat up.
Yeah, with Jace, I pick certain days because I hate to ruin them. young, mm-hmm. and they never want to come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea. I remember when last year I went out with Fishing Magician out of Algoma.
Okay.
And it was for my birthday, and I'm going to go. It's my birthday. Like, right?
Heck yeah.
And he's like, well, we don't have to. It was, the bell was just, I don't know if someone else was ringing it, but the bell was just ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, we're just rocking back and forth. And there were six of us in the boat. Only one person got seasick, like seasick, probably like you did when you were 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, like, we're not turning around.
I think we all lost a day of our lives after that when we all just slept. It was rough.
luckily, I'm knocking on wood. I've never got seasick.
Same here. Yeah, I've been lucky. Been on some rough stuff, but.
Yeah, you just, for me, every time I feel like I'm going to just look at one spot on the horizon. Just
as long as you can see the shore, that helps. Yeah,
but if you're looking at a bird or something, you just got waves upon waves. You can't see nothing.
Right, right.
Oh, man. But with the waves, speaking of waves like that, when you're in a, have you been layout boat duck hunting?
That's on my bucket list.
Ooh, I've actually done something you haven't.
No, I've shot divers and everything, but layout boat hunt is, the last couple of years I've been really thinking about doing it. Just timing, getting up and getting right.
That reminded me with the waves, because it's like an actual layout boat. I call it, it's a UFO, and you just lay out. And you have a little back up there so the water doesn't splash on you, but you're right at the water level.
Sure.
Just cool. Waves. You just, if it's a 3-foot wave, you're just like, oh, all right.
Just this rolling
is,
with it.
This is fun. There's the decoy. There's the decoy gone. There's the decoy. And it's gone. Yep. Nope.
Yeah, that's bucket list. Some old squads out there that'll.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year. We'll see.
It's definitely fun. You can do it with Gunner.
We could do it with Gunner.
We got Ranger.
Let's get Gunner. He needs a brother.
Yes, he does.
Maybe.
Oh, this is awesome.
All right, maybe.
You got to. All right.
Okay, what else happened on this trip? So, are you going to go back when you go back down to the Gulf, are you going to go bow fishing again? Or
I think we got to. Yeah, we're actually going with her brothers. She's got a brother in Colorado and another brother that lives close to us, and we're going a big three family trip next year. And I think we'll got to do something, at least fishing. Bow fishing is really not that great in the winter down there, so I think we're going February. It really starts picking up in April, May, June, just kind of like up here.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll figure out something.
Amanda, do you think I can ever get you to go noodling with me?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I've been, every female that I have on here, I've been saying, let's go noodling, because I'm doing it all girls noodling trip. Last year, I did it, and one of the girls got a 42-pounder.
Wow.
42-pound catfish. She just pulls right out of them. Yeah.
I would be all for having her go.
Yeah.
I would.
I'll go on a girl's trip.
Yep. And it's intimidating right away. And if you're scared of the water, I am terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. Like, unless I'm down in the Virgin Islands where I can just float, pretty much walk on water down there.
Yeah.
But we went down to Southern Illinois, in Benton, Illinois, with Wren Lake, and... Oh, man, that water is dirty. And you just stick your hand into this hole. I'm like, okay, as long as it's 5 feet, I can dive down and pull this thing out. My first one was only 18 pounds.
Wow. As long as nothing's nibbling on my toes, I think I'll be all right.
You can wear shoes. There's no way I'm going in any lake, any river without shoes on at all. All
right, then I'm out.
I'm a sensory person. Like, I need if it's slimy or gross and grass. Nope.
I don't want the seaweeds in my toes. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's like when I'm kayaking. If I tip over in the weeds, I'm freaking out.
Game over.
Done.
Full panic.
Might as well just not come get me. It's not happening. Nope. Now I got all the heebie-jeebies. Ugh. Yeah. Cannot do it. Okay, well, you guys are convincing me to go down to the Gulf.
You should.
I think I had
it. It's amazing.
So, you know Jeb.
Yep.
I had a grouper with him that was absolutely delicious.
Sure.
I believe I had a grouper with him. I'm sure it was. He feeds me so much food. But oh my goodness. She had it on the side. Rita had it on the side for an appetizer, and then she put it in like in this casserole that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. It was butter.
Yeah.
Just biting right through it. It's better than any northern, better than any walleye, any perch, anything I've ever had around here.
I agree. Yeah. Like even that flounder, I couldn't picture, I couldn't say what it tasted like for our fish up here, but it was totally just different, so but phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about wolf hunting. We're not there yet.
All right.
Well, we're going to get there. I'm so excited about this too, because I've never thought about it because in my head, it's like when a bear dies, they do the death moan. And it's like, I can't shoot a bear because I'm scared. That's the part that stops me is I'm scared of the death moan.
Yeah.
I feel like wolves would cry like a dog.
No, no. That's the biggest thing. You can't compare them to a dog. It's on another level.
My first coyote that I shot was just a little sad because they look like dogs to me. Mm-hmm. But when you actually think about it, they are killing dogs out there. They're killing chickens. They're killing everything that we love.
Yeah, when you see them with a fawn or a cub in their mouth, then you kind of change your perspective.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot do that. When I just out, like I was saying, last weekend or this past week, just running around with getting my chickens. Oh, Sand Hill Cranes had two colts. And all of a sudden, the next day when I saw that coyote.
Only one, probably.
There's no more colts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why? Why are you eating my little babies? And then I think a fawn was born behind me because all of a sudden it started bleeding. I'm like, oh, meh, meh. I'm like, oh, little baby, I want to come find you and cuddle with you. But I can't. I definitely cannot do that. bow fishing. I was told to talk to you guys about bow fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jace, what do you think about bow fishing?
I was
going to
say, since we talked about bow fishing with stingrays, what about your bow fishing experience, your mental health day?
Jace was a little sick about 2 weeks ago when the carp were spawning, let's just say.
We just said that for school.
So what did we do with your sick day?
So we woke up at like 6.
You don't have to do the whole story, Jace. Did we shoot some fish or not?
Yes. We shot.
Just riding out the school.
And we shot 160.
Did we fill the boat up till we cooked? We just about sank Uncle Andy's boat. That's
yeah,
about what happened.
Four barrels. Yeah.
Four barrels? How big are these barrels? Like
150 gallon totes. And,
man.
Yeah, it was about 2,200 pounds of fish, we figured.
We would have filled the whole floor, but Andy didn't want anything on the floor.
Well, they're all slimy and gross, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it gets for having
two nice of a boat.
He just
didn't want that because he had hydro turf on the floor.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that'd be kind of slimy. Yeah. You'd be down there scraping it with a.
Yeah, he had
a toothbrush.
He had to power wash it that night.
Oh, well, the smell of it, too.
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
How many did you shoot? Do you remember?
I don't know.
A lot?
A lot.
A lot, though.
Yeah.
How many years have you been bow fishing? Is this your first year?
No, I think when the first year.
It's probably been about
when I was
four
years old, because.
4 years old?
Yeah, because we went bow fishing that, like, my first ever bow fishing was when we were at Alabama with you.
Oh, and yeah, he was actually in a golf the last time we were down there, and I took him instead of Amanda. She stayed with Shayna. And Jace went out and we shot those Atlantic stingrays and some cow nose that trip.
Some
were
cow
we
nose,
with
nice.
Like my grandma, like Gigi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Everybody knows this bandit's here, and there's a dog across the street. He's upset that the dog's not coming over to say hello. what about I was trying to read the side of your bow fishing boat.
Well, my old one was DOA. It was just a team I had because I used to do tournaments, and I had a really nice boat set up for it. And then kind of life changed. The kids were looking to do other stuff, and honestly, we wanted a fishing boat more dedicated.
Yeah.
So I ended up selling it, and that's where we're at.
Yeah. We
built another one.
We built another one?
Another one maybe after this, too.
Nice.
Never enough.
Can you take me out for bow fishing, Jace?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We got to do that. When we get back, we will go to the interview with Ted Nugent, the wolf hunting, because we have to talk about that.
Sounds good.
When we get back, why am I mumbling my words right now? Stay tuned, please. I'm riding with a smile. It's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest.
Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 60. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha,
it's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 540 AM.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
So, Uncle Ted, wolf conservation is a huge controversy in Wisconsin. What is your take on that?
You know, if we manage the wolf like we manage white-tailed deer, as in an annual harvest of the surplus to keep the habitat balanced and the structure balanced, there are more deer than ever. Certainly, we want wolves to be in optimal, thriving populations, but right now, they're off limits. They're untouchable because of the lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. Right. They're overpopulated in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We should manage them within the carrying capacity of those resources and those habitats so that they maximize revenue generation and family hours of recreation. And again, Joel, I'm just a guitar player, but I figured this out as I was growing up in the deer woods of Michigan with my dad and Fred Bear. And I know that tradition is alive and well, but if the hunting families don't vote, then the anti-hunters and the animal rights liars and scammers, they will win. And currently they're winning with the wolf. So let's make sure that we vote and put pressure on our elected employees in the great state of Wisconsin to make sure that the wildlife, particularly the wolf, is in the asset column as a renewable resource instead of the liability column, which is a lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. The whole state will be endangered if we don't manage wolves responsibly.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, the wolves are decimating the populations of deer in northern Wisconsin. And I think sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people who utilize the outdoors want to just use the outdoors and be stewards in the outdoors and want to be left alone. And I think one of the things that's tough to encourage them to do sometimes...
That was my interview with Ted Nugent. First, I have to say that was the greatest interview.
Very cool.
I got to talk to Uncle Ted.
Sure.
That was the coolest. That was the coolest one. I may have had a sick day, a mental health day from work, and had a talk with Ted. It was the greatest thing
ever.
That's
worth it.
But he is the guru of the outdoors, pretty much. Right? You can follow anything you can think of. You can ask him. He'll have an answer for it.
Yeah.
He is a very smart man.
We grew up watching him, and he knows him. I've actually hunted on his ranch.
Spirit of the Wild.
Yeah.
Isn't like the talk with Ted thing, like where you get to talk about like what you did or like hunting?
He might have a thing like that, Chase.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. You watch YouTube a lot?
Yeah.
Just a little.
It could be on there probably. But
yeah, like talk with. Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect. We should get on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But you went wolf hunting, correct?
Three times. Yeah, I did.
Three times.
It's a tough animal. It's still on the top of my list, but I did two trips to Ontario. Mm-hmm. I believe in 19 and 2020. 80 hours, dark to dark, dropped off on a snowmobile, and you're in a pop-up line, dark to dark. It was brutal. It was February, cold as heck. And, of course, I was the only guy at camp that never seen one or had a shot or anything, never seen anything. So I went out 2 years in a row, still nothing. And then 2021 came, and Wisconsin reopened their season. So I put in for a tag, and wouldn't you know, I got a tag, which is pretty crazy because it was very limited. And that was on like a Sunday night. Monday was the hunt.
Oh, geez.
And I was working, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, long story short, my buddy of mine shot one on Monday and I called him to congratulate him, and he said, "Hey, don't get up here. There's deep snow. Let's see if you can have a sick day." So I took a mental health day on a Tuesday. I worked all day, and I went home, grabbed the gun, some warm clothes, drove way up north, and we hunted hard from as soon as I got there. Say it was 8, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We hunted from 9 till 9 the next day, because by 10 o'clock the quota was made. And oh, wow. It was shut down. So the season only lasted those 2 days.
Yeah.
And because the quota was obviously met and it was exceeded a little bit. And yeah, we hunted hard as heck, to say the least. I don't know how many miles I should have tracked it, but I drove home halfway to my camper and slept that morning. And I woke up with the worst leg cramps that you can ever imagine, because, you know, we didn't have any food, barely any water, just hunted.
And trudging through that snow, too. I can't even imagine. Yeah. I get tired just going from my tree stand and back.
And it was like 24 inches of snow, of course, up there. So
you're using snowshoes and everything, though?
Didn't even have time. Just,
oh, my goodness.
Just bare minimum. Just
so you just got a nice workout.
It was a workout, but I thought I needed to go to the ER the next day. Like, I never had cramps like that, and I'm like panicking by myself in my little camper, freezing.
Oh, no. Well, that was after a 12-hour shift and all that drive time, and that
you
was
gotta
brutal.
You got to do it.
You do. If I had an opportunity, I definitely would do that.
And it's amazing, the amount of sign and stuff you see in Wisconsin. Like Nuge was saying, it is quite overpopulated, way more than people think or what anybody else wants to hear. It's definitely a problem, you know, even further south of the state, but way up north, the deer herd, obviously the last bunch of years, I mean, you can talk to anybody that say that their herd has been hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with Ontario. They're quite overrun up there, but my luck just wasn't on my side, so maybe we'll get back down the road. And
I don't know much about the population of wolves, so how do you any idea around about how many tags were out there?
I'm trying to think. The quota was only like 100, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and about 200 were shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the tribes had 86, I want to say, something like that they had. And then the rest of us all got the, you know, I think it was like, say, 100.
Yep.
And then, yeah, it was overshot, because by the time they have to give 24-hour notice. Mm-hmm. So I knew my zone was already closed the next day, but doesn't matter. You can hunt till 10 o'clock the next day. So we tried, and just didn't work. But yeah, not a lot. But at that time, I think the DNR was saying there was a little over 2,000 wolves in the state.
Oh, nice.
But I think it's more than that. But
well, hopefully we can get some more.
It'd be fun.
Quotas this year and everything.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, we're getting close to the end. Fantastic to talk about the wolf hunting. I'm very excited. Hopefully we get to have you back and talk more about that with a successful hunt.
Sure.
Jace, you got anything to say to young kiddos out there that should be out there hunting and fishing?
Yeah, they should try going turkey hunting.
Try going turkey hunting?
That's it, though?
And they should also go like salmon fishing or bow fishing.
Yeah, it should pretty much just get out there
just
and
everything.
Don't be scared,
yeah, just,
right?
Get out
just
of the go, house, right? Just go fishing.
Just go do it.
Go do it. Yeah?
All right, Amanda, what about you? What do you got? You going to go out turkey
kids
hunting?
With you. Well, yeah. Get all the kids with us. It's amazing.
Were you nervous right away to have the kids out there with?
No, because I mean, we talked so much about gun safety and everything like that before he went out, so we knew he was going to be comfortable with it. And, you know, he was ready. He was so ready.
He practices a lot. He's in the backyard daily, shooting his bow, either with a bowfishing arrow or a regular arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BB guns, you name it.
Yeah. So proud.
A couple days before that, we went to McMiller to do trap, and we also. We shot a turkula to see how it, like, felt before we actually shot it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you took it. Like, you handle it just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we put a piece of paper on, like, a metal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we got the shot. So Dad shot first just to test it, because we haven't shot that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We were just patterning your gun.
I shot my mom's. And it's a 20 gauge. That's what I shot.
Oh, perfect. That's what I started out with, too. Well, I absolutely loved this episode. It was perfect. We have to have all of you on again, and we can talk about camping.
Plenty
next
to talk
time.
About.
We get the whole family in here to talk all about it.
Definitely.
Well, I appreciate everybody listening. Get out there, go hunting. I think there's 1 week left of turkey hunting.
Yep.
And then we got game fish, we got walleye, we got all the things.
Everything.
I could go another time because I have 2 turkey tags and I still have 1 left over.
Nice. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Stay safe. See you next time. The Savior came to pledge allegiance to the USA.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the...